The biosciences sector in Arizona was intended to be one of the strongest in the state and a great way to diversify the economy, while also potentially helping the health of residents here and across the country. And between 2002 and 2016, bioscience jobs grew in Arizona by nearly 60%, and we've outpaced the rest of the country since 2009. But not everything is headed in a positive direction. Mitch Horowitz of Taconomy Partners has completed the latest edition of Arizona's Biosciences Roadmap, commissioned by the Phoenix-based Flynn Foundation, and is with me to talk about the numbers. Mitch, where has Arizona's biosciences sector seen the most maturing over the past few years?
The biosciences is a very broad sector. People think of it often about the hospitals and clinical excellence, and that's a part of it, but it's also about medical devices and drugs and pharmaceuticals. Arizona has a real position in diagnostics, but it even goes as far as helping to shape ag biosciences and all the innovations coming out in new kinds of foods, as well as in biofuels and in industrial biotechnology. So it's a pretty broad sector nationally. And what's really interesting about the footprint in Arizona is that each of those sectors has been gaining share on the U.S. So when you think about it as if this was a company, just imagine if you had a company that had a platform with multiple products and every one of those products was gaining in share relative to its competition. And that's what's been happening here in Arizona. So it's a very impressive growth. But the sectors that particularly stand out is in the research testing and medical labs has more than doubled its market share in the U.S. That's an industry where a lot of the startup companies are found until they can actually get products on the market. Another sector that has really grown pretty significantly is medical devices. And, you know, historically, companies such as Medtronic have been here, but, you know, Gore continues to grow. It's now not only growing up at Flagstaff, but it's also now growing in Phoenix. And there's a lot of new companies with innovative products moving into the marketplace.
I think one thing that people get caught up in is whether there's almost too much emphasis when it comes to the universities, whether it's research at Arizona State or U of A or NAU, whatever it may be. Are you seeing a good balance here in terms of that? Are we seeing too much of what's happening in university research as opposed to the private sector, or is there a good balance there?
To be successful in the biosciences, it's an innovation-driven industry cluster, which also means it generates really high quality paying jobs, and not just for PhDs and MDs, but across the spectrum of skills. It's one of those industries that the U.S. is a global leader in, and so we need to maintain that. And the way we have learned, and it's not just in Arizona, it's across the country, whether it's California, Massachusetts, my home state of Maryland, that you need to have that entire ecosystem in place in order to be successful. So it's not just about R&D, but without R&D, it's very difficult to have a play in the biosciences. But ultimately, what really matters to people is, can we grow jobs? Can we actually grow new companies? Can we help our existing industries grow? And very importantly, can we attract outside investment for companies to come here and take root?
Whether it's Maryland or Massachusetts or California, I know San Diego and Boston was Arizona too far behind to make up the amount of ground that we have to make up in order to be truly competitive in this sector, or is that in the past now? Have there been enough gains over the past decade plus to put those sort of concerns to bed?
There's still a ways to grow, and we'll talk a little bit about things that are kind of the headwinds to seeing that growth. But just to put it in perspective, back in 2002, Arizona was 24% behind the country in the level of bioscience jobs. Now in 2016, we're only 7% behind the U.S. level. So if we continue to have the kind of steady growth where we're outpacing, regardless of the economic and overall economic conditions, not only continuing to grow biosciences, but in fact outpace the U.S. growth in year by year, well, we could see that 7% deficit being actually made up, and instead of talking about a deficit, we'll be talking about how specialized Arizona is in the biosciences. And that ultimately is the measure of economic success.
And let's talk about that big investment question that you brought in. To get those investors to want to come to Arizona, want to recognize what's being done here in the biosciences, venture capital is a huge phrase. And based on the report you did, it sounds as though that, when we talk about headwinds, it sounds as though venture capital is part of that.
It is, and I think that, you know, what's happened in recent years, because the opportunities in the biosciences for innovation leading to, you know, new job creation is so significant. You see the venture capital industry investing in this at a rising rate nationally. But in Arizona, we've gone flat. And I think a big part of that could have been the fact that the state took its foot off the accelerator around, particularly around the angel investment tax credit. And all of a sudden, you start seeing not enough shots on goal in order to have new companies being formed that can actually move forward and create those jobs that we need. And so now the state has actually remedied that. And we actually have now put back in for the next 4 years the angel investment tax credit. But much to the state's credit, it's also, you know, re-upped on through Prop 301, what they call the TRIF dollars, which is for research funding, that, you know, has given us, you know, biodesign and Bio5 and just a lot of investment activity, the infrastructure.
Mitch Horowitz of Taconomy Partners. We've been talking about the latest edition of Arizona's Biosciences Roadmap.